The Gas Bags. Once the Department of Homeland Security was finally compelled to raise the gas bag threat level to imminent. The decision to take this ultimate step was not made lightly, for fear of spreading panic throughout the land by acting in too precipitous a manner. Many years were devoted to painstaking assessments of the gas bag threat from every angle imaginable, and even from some that were, quite frankly, beyond anyone's wish to know. Comprehensive risk assessments were routinely undertaken, which, once conducted, had then to be exhaustively assessed and reassessed before discussions about what was actually to be done to safeguard the public from potential disaster could begin. Meanwhile, congressional committees and subcommittees called one hearing after another, and irate politicians marched in and out of the media spotlight to announce it was their solemn duty to get to the bottom of this gas bag menace. This combination of delays dragged out the process until much of the public turned its attention to other concerns, out of frustration or simply boredom. In the opinion of those still paying attention, however, the imminent threat was officially recognized too late, long after the need for swift action should have been obvious to all those with eyes to see the gathering danger or a nose to smell it out. As was common knowledge, at times of atmospheric stagnation, the country's air rapidly grew too dense to be certain of what was right in front of one, to say nothing of becoming nearly unbreathable, given the elevated levels of toxic, inflammatory fumes given off by gas bags large and small as they overstretched their limits and split a seam or two in the process. Often, particularly alarming instances of such cause-effect deterioration in air quality forced much of the population to stay indoors for weeks at a time. Concerns regarding the health of the young and the old were understandable, but so too were worries about all those who might be strong enough to survive heart disease, cancer, or stroke, but were absolute goners when it came to the cumulative effects of gas bag exposure. Plainly put, this danger represented a level of threat unto itself. Meanwhile, in the absence of decisive anti-gas bag measures by those in authority, rumors and conspiracy theories abounded. What came to be known as gas bag deniers pointed here, there, and everywhere at those they alleged were behind a nefarious plot to hoodwink the public. There were no real gas bags, they derisively proclaimed, or if there were any real gas bags, well, then their very existence should be viewed as a stirring tribute to the God-given constitutional right of every individual to soar aloft, and thus was fundamental to both the spirit and the success of the nation, regardless of any supposedly deleterious consequences for those below. Observers less convinced of the benefits to the nation of a sky filled with air and gas bags bumping up against one another pointed in their turn to the near mathematical certainty that at some time in the not-too-distant future enough gas bags could become wedged together overhead to block out the sun, bringing on a new ice age. While to rely upon the well-documented tendency for overheated gas bags to float up, up and away, and ultimately vanish harmlessly beyond the stratosphere, proved to be a false hope. For every great gas bag gone, it was now plain, a multitude of up-and-coming gas bags awaited their own turn to rise. Viewed realistically, then, elevating the threat level to imminent, or even catastrophic, or even cataclysmic, or even apocalyptic, would do nothing to render the ominous reality confronting the nation any more alarming than it had already become.